Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and this call is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Wait, what is this?
This is a survey about, you know, some topics and the upcoming November election.
Okay. The first question, I'm male. Clear.
Okay, thank you so much. And in which state do you currently reside? In which state do you currently reside? I mean, Arizona, Nevada?
Oh, I'm in New York State.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me, what is your zip code?
Zip code is 12549.
12549.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you tell me, what is the year of your birth?
I'm sorry, can you say that again, please?
Yes. What is the year of your birth? I mean, the year where you were born.
Oh, I'm 1963.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Asian.
Asian. Okay, thank you so much. Just give me 1 second, okay? Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Oh, I think I'm more like an independent.
Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
For now, I'm agree on the Republican side.
Okay. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power?
No, very hard to say, but I will vote. If I vote, I believe I have a 10. Very important,
okay.
Because I believe, I vote what I believe.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for your answer. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question. Can you say it again, please?
Yes, sure. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, a third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a third-party candidate Jill Stein, or you are undecided?
I will vote for Trump.
Okay, thank you. Now, again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay, got it. Now, I'm going to read you 3 statements. And please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. The first one says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second one says, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the last one says, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Well, that's a hard, I would say in according to Bible, of course, we shouldn't, kill life. But I also understand, that now the modern days, very complicated. So I would say that's, definitely, yeah, I don't want to say, which side I'm on. It's kind of like the personal choice. And it's a very complicated, thing to, just this say illegal or legal.
Just say one or other.
One or another. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Or abortion is totally banned in New York. Or you are not sure.
I'm not sure.
Okay. And how concerned are you about the abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all? Very concerned? You are indifferent. It means neither concerned, not unconcerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned.
Oh, didn't have that much thoughts on all those. So, not concerned never thought about anything about that. I'm more like a concern on like a transgender kind of thing, make kids to convert themselves, that kind of thing.
Okay, so it can be somewhat concerned or indifferent.
You mean the abortion thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have that much comment or concern on all of that.
Okay, so let's put it in indifferent, okay? Neither concerned nor unconcerned.
Yeah, go with that one.
Okay. Now, as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. And have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
I heard not a lot, very little. I mean, especially
okay.
New York State, I didn't hear that much at all.
Okay. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided? Or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Undecided yet.
Okay. And if you had to choose today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protect the rights to abortion? Or again, would you not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I'm not going to vote on that.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a text of a proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot of New York in November 2024 election. And this is how it reads. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. And it says, adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the State Constitution. Now, after hearing the ballot measure, If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided? Or again, would you not vote on the ballot measure?
Probably not to vote on any of those.
Okay. And does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Not first motivation to vote on that.
It can be somewhat less motivated? Or it makes no difference?
No, it's not an interest to vote or anything like that.
Okay. Now, if you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
About the abortion?
Mm-hmm. About the ballot measure that I read to you.
It's just too complicated. Too much to think of right now. Can we? It's just too much to think about it right now. But,
yes, I know. It's really complicated sometimes.
Yeah, because I'm not prepared to thinking that much. So can we just finish and the survey here?
Well, the survey, to complete the survey is up to you, it's not like we are saying that you have to complete the survey, it's up to you. But again, let me tell you that your opinions are very important for us. And well, their options are the opinions that you gave us won't be used until the survey is finished.
Okay, yeah, so that you mean I have to a complete survey, or I don't have to? I mean, if I don't have to, or I don't really want to continue the survey, I got things to do.
Yes, it's up to you.
Yeah, we can end the survey here.
Okay, well, thank you so much for answering my questions.
Yeah, thank you for your hard work. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye now.